For context, for the decision you'll be making, describe some of the campus strengths, because we've gone through quite a process since the time we last met on this. I then take up my recommendation to you, and then, of course, provide an opportunity for you to comment, ask questions, etc., really consider this issue. Again, in terms of the big picture, I just remind you with this slide on strategic pathways here. So slide three, please, whoever is driving the deck. Thank you. It looks like an Amsler grid to me, but in any case, it's I can't really read what's there. But you're all very familiar, I think, with the strategic pathways framework here. And, you know, it asks the question and then sets out a process for answering the question, how do we optimize our statewide system to achieve our goals for higher education in Alaska, perhaps with a little bit more, with fewer financial resources? And so this framework really summarizes things in terms of mission, objective, the principles we use to guide us through the process, discusses our campuses and the unique strengths they bring to our system in the research, teaching, and outreach, and of course, down at the bottom here, the foundation where we standardize, where we make things consistent, where we provide broad access as much as we possibly can to our students. This is a living and breathing document, and so I would, I believe that after the decision you make today, if you make a decision, then we will modify this document to reflect that. So moving on to the next slide, Teacher Ed Draft Implementation Report. I won't go into details here. We talked about this at your November meeting, and this just describes some of the work that was done after the initial recommendation to move to one school was made in order to tee things up for moving forward to actually implement the One College of Education model. The next slide here, context, I try to, you know, describe our goals here. And it's important specifically with respect to teacher education to keep that goal in mind. And it's directly connected to the 65% higher education by 2025 goal. And this brings it down to the level of, well, how about teachers? And there we have laid out the very ambitious goal of 90% of the new teachers hired each year in Alaska coming from the University of Alaska, and that's not simply to have, you know, market control, but it's really critical that we do this in order to create that culture of education we have talked about so many times that really isn't here in Alaska. This is a key element. It's not the only element. It's a critical element in creating that culture of education here in Alaska, which will stand us for many, many years to come. We also want our teachers to be of top quality. Many of them are, of course, today. We want to make sure that we not only have a quantitative goal, but a qualitative goal in our teacher preparation. And this is critical here, this final bullet goal.
Please enter the
In alignment with our partners in K-12, it is with our teachers we produce in our classrooms all across the state that K-12 is able to provide, prepare, work, and or college-ready graduates. We've got some challenges, obviously, and I don't need to go through those, I don't think, but they are major challenges that we face, but they're certainly not going to stop us from moving forward. And I note here, too, a number of best practices. I think when we make really important decisions like the one I'm teeing up for you here, that we keep our eye on best practices. Now, I think it's important to note in many of our organizations, we do look outside to see how they do it. We do care how others do it, whether it's education, whether it's whatever it might be, running our companies or organizations. But I think it is also, at the same time, important to keep in mind that there are uniquenesses about Alaska. And so best practices important to consider and to perhaps apply, perhaps modify as they're applied to us here in Alaska. The next slide, just again, more on teacher education, setting this up about what we need from our teacher education programs, sharper focus on our state's needs, increased accountability, increased consistency across our programs, more collaboration, and at the same time, room, space for innovation and creativity. We need to simplify the governance processes. As you know, right now there are three, basically one at each university. And I think that really complicates change and complicates our ability to build a unified system and process of teacher preparation. And all of this, of course, we want to, while we go through this, we want to keep an eye on productivity and cost effectiveness. Although, frankly, while we're in tough financial straits, I put that at the bottom. It's the last bullet for a reason, because I think accountability, quality, quantity, though our mission purpose is, frankly, more important at this time than cost effectiveness.
President Johnson, I apologize for interrupting, but I just got a text from Brandy saying the video stream is not working and the public cannot hear us. Is that true, Brandy?
That's correct. They're currently working on it. The presentation, however, is in board docs and it is a public document. General Counsel Hostina said that it would be important that the public be able to hear the discussion when we discard discussing the motion. Is there anything else you want to add,
and
General Counsel Hostina?
How long is it going to take you to fix this?
I don't have a time frame at the moment. I'll see if I can get one.
I'm asking at the moment. Okay.
They've been working on it for several moments already. No, they can't do either.
Yes, Madam Chair.
I followed you general there for a while. So we've received feedback that some of the public members do not understand the motion that we're discussing, and as we get the public back up and online, I think it might be wise just to read the original motion and then have Jim finish his comments as we go into discussion.
That makes sense, Madam Chair, and the board will have to decide whether it can wait for streaming to be restored. It's not a requirement for a public meeting to go forward. The fact that there are locations, physical locations, to participate is sufficient.
It's up and working right now.
Okay, it's up.
Perfect. All right. Are we back online?
So you need someone to
read this. So yes, why don't we have Regent read the motion that we're discussing. We'll ask President Johnson to finish his presentation and recommendation to the board, and we'll get into a discussion regarding the motion. Regent Parker.
The motion that is before us is a single UA College of Education will be administered by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. College faculty will be located at the University of Alaska Anchorage, UAF, and the University of Alaska Southeast, UAS, and will report to UAF. The college will offer a full array of programs and services to educate students across the state and online through college faculty and staff located at the campuses. This motion is effective December 4th, 14th, 2016. That is a motion before us.
Thank you, Regent Carter. President Johnson.
Thanks very much. Brandy, could I ask you to change slides, please?
Is this a correct one you need?
Back.
Back one?
Back one.
Back again?
Very good. One more, please.
Okay.
Forward. No, the other way.
This one?
Next, please. Perfect. Thank you very much. This slide, I appreciate it, Randy. This slide, very high level, there are many other bullets, obviously, points that would appropriately and more effectively describe each one of our universities vis-a-vis their strengths in teacher education. But as I considered and developed the recommendation that I made to you in November, these were some of the highlights. UAA obviously being in the state's big city, in the state's largest school district, near other very large school districts, cost-effective, large programs, and a good strong connection with ICER. UAS attributes, a long record of innovation, including its highly effective MAT program and the PETUS program, commitment to and a passion for teacher education and leadership prep, good relationships with rural districts, and a very strong record in preparing Alaska Native teachers. UAF strengths, again, just examples, our highest graduation rates in the system, relationships, long time with rural districts, very high percentage of STEM students, Alaska Native students, and a Tier 1 research university. The next slide, please. Thanks. You know, this summarizes in, with some numbers, quantitative description of rationale for my recommendation to you that the program be based at Fairbanks. This is in large part based on our successful experience with UAA leading nursing education, and then also some awareness of research on the highest performing educational systems in the world. So some of those best practices I noted before. And this just summarizes some of the data that was in my mind as I formulated the recommendation to you. Now moving to the next slide. The recommendation was made after consultation with the chancellors and the campuses with again, looking at these and other data. And then also with some, I guess you'd call them mitigating conditions. One being that the teacher prep programs would continue to be accessible to students at the current locations. Faculty would continue teaching at current locations, but be part of and report to this consolidated UA College of Education. And that I would also insist upon a statewide advisory council that would be created to make sure that the institutions that were not providing the administrative leadership were involved in curriculum development and had a voice, and frankly that advisory committee had a line to my office, because I think it's absolutely critical given the importance of this this program and the programs that are under this College of Education be accountable to the entire state of Alaska. If this is approved by the board, we'll need to put together a planning team, and as you see from the next slide, we want that team to provide a report to us and to you no later than July of 2017. I would want that planning team to be heavily weighted with faculty members, folks from the three universities. We'll get some administrators as well, but I think it's cool. Folks from outside of the university be involved. Just as we had a number of outside people involved in the Strategic Pathways team on teacher education, I think we would want that as well here. So Department of Early Education Development, Department of Education or Early Development, excuse me, school administrators, etc. We need to have in the room. And I believe it's also very important to have representation from the NEA Alaska. There's, I've had conversations with the current elected head of NEA, and he is committed to working with us to strengthen our teacher preparation programs. Indeed, he was present when you met with the Board of Education in Juneau in September. And so that's those are all implementation details that I think are critically important. Administration intent here, the next slide. Back, please. Thank you, Randy. The earlier version of this, of the motion that was before you, had a lot of this detail in it. So I pulled that out to clean up the motion. But clearly the motion points back to this. Actually, it's the first motion that you already passed points to this administration intent. And I think it's important that we stand strong in committing to these various elements to make sure that we have a collaborative approach going forward. Let's see. Could you hop forward two slides, please, Brady, to the actual motion as to the administrative location? Thank you. So let's go back to November when we met to address this issue. Let's go back to September. That's when we talked about this at first. We didn't go into a specific location for the campus, but talked extensively about the need for a college of education. And you all nodded your heads in support of that, and of course voted in favor of that earlier today. And I appreciate that very much. The second key issue, of course, was, well, who's going to take the administrative lead? And with all of the conditions that I just described to you, I recommended in November that UAF take the lead, working with the other campuses. And again, primarily that was based on that awareness of best practice in the field. In light of that recommendation, or in response to that recommendation I made to you, we have received a lot of input from all across the state. I've received input from UAA faculty, from UAF faculty, UAS faculty, people in the community, folks and alumni, community leaders, all across the state. And there have been statements of support for the recommendation I made to you in November. And there have been statements in opposition. I would say, actually, the statements in opposition to that recommendation are overwhelmingly greater than the statements in support. A great deal of support for one college of education, but quite a lot of concern regarding the location, not because my recommendation had UAF there and that UAF is not a great university, no question about that. It was much more to the point that teacher education is a halo program at the University of Alaska Southeast. Very strong concerns expressed regarding the economic impact of moving the leadership of the education program out of Southeast. Southeast also has a long memory, as I learned in a public forum attended by the entire legislative delegation from Southeast, mayor, city council members, on and on and on. They remember the last restructuring of the University of Alaska. They remember 1986-87 when they had the fisheries program, and that program was moved to Fairbanks, and that's very much alive in the community. What I really learned, I think, from all of that that input, conversations with statewide elected leaders, as well as members of the House and the State Senate, was that this program was really existential to the University of Alaska Southeast, that there was that the loss to the campus would be enormous at Southeast compared to the loss of leadership of teacher preparation at the other two universities. Other points made had to do with the priority we're placing on alignment with K-12 and with the Department of Education and Early Development, and of course there in Southeast in Juneau. So I've learned a lot through this process of input, of listening to folks, of reading all of the input I've received, would at this time, difficult for me, though it is to do, I've decided to modify my recommendation to the board. And again, with the conditions that I talked about, faculty not needing to move, students not needing to move, collaboration, all three chancellors have committed and have evidenced collaboration as do many of our faculty. I've decided to recommend to you that University of Alaska Southeast serve as the administrative lead for our teacher preparation programs. I would note that I think this is probably going to be, although we could certainly talk with the chancellor about this, but my sense would be this would be UAS's top priority as a university, obviously not neglecting its other mission elements, but this would be its number one priority. And I'd also note expressions of support from the community. The city and borough of Juneau has made a $1 million commitment to support the program, and there are other very tangible and important expressions of support that we've received that I'm aware of now. So that's my summary of my learning process of making a recommendation to you, and then in response to all of that, listening, learning, and coming back to you now with a modified recommendation. So, Madam Chair, any questions? Discussion?
Yes, I'll open it up for discussion, and I'll call on Regent Lewis.
So I'd like to move that we amend the motion.
Okay.
To say the single UA College of Education will be administered by the University of Alaska Southeast, with leadership to be determined after full review. College faculty will be located at the University of Alaska Anchorage, University of Alaska Fairbanks, University of Alaska Southeast, and will report to the University of Alaska Southeast. The college will offer a full array of programs and services to educate students across the state and online through college faculty and staff located at the campuses. This motion is effective December 14, 2016. Second.
Okay, we have a motion on the table, and I'd like to open it up for discussion.
Madam Chair. This is Joan.
Yes, Regent Beckman.
President Johnson, thank you for the comments that you made regarding your experience with listening and learning. I think that goes to show the caliber of leadership that you have displayed, sir. So my compliments to you for going through this process and coming to the conclusion that best serves our university. So thank you for that. I believe that the location for the administrative structure for a single college of education has drawn, and we have all seen, a lot of interest, public interest, and input. I know that you all have, as well as I have, received numerous emails, phone calls.
Welcome to the conference.
I feel that I must say that the emails and the phone calls that I received, the tone and the format of those was always one of giving me background information, not of don't do this or you know, clearly support this and not support that. And I've always felt that I learn a lot from receiving input from those who are interested enough to provide input. So I read all the emails and I talk to whoever it is that wants to talk to me. I feel that it helps me make a balanced decision when I come to the table as we are doing today. So after a lot of reflection and looking at the information that was provided as well as the input that I had received, I believe that UAS is the rightful place for the location of the single college of education. I find myself leaning in that direction because of the leadership that is currently at UAS. Chancellor Caulfield, in my mind, is the leader that can make our goals in strategic pathways of 90% of teachers by 2025 come to reality. I know this puts a little bit of pressure on you, Rick. Yeah, I know you're listening to me, but I know you can deliver. You have what it takes to make this program shine, a program that has not shined in, I don't know if that's good English, in a very long time. So I know you'll commit to it, you will own it, you will lead it. When President Johnson provided the campus strengths, one of the strengths that I read for UAS was commitment to and passion for teacher and education leader preparation. I didn't see that in UAA and UAF. That is a plus for me, that you already are showing us that commitment and that passion, Chancellor Caulfield. This is a HALO program for you and a successful program for you and a rightful place for the Single College of Education. I look forward to the sterling results that I know you will produce, and I hope that in your selection of team and leadership that you will find the best people possible who can make our strategic pathways goal come to reality. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Regent Heckman. Regent Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It should be no surprise to anybody here what my wishes would be to resolve the issue in front of us here. We've heard from a real variety of public input. We've heard from the Faculty Senate here at UAS. We've heard directly from the Southeast Legislative Delegation, Southeast Conference. One that meant a lot to me was from Myrna Gardner at the Central Council of Tlingit Haida Tribes, along with Zeta Worrell, and the ties that we have with the Native community, with the Native culture here in Southeast Alaska. The mayor of Tenneke Springs, Christine Crooks, a retired teacher, Peter Stanton, who was in the Ketchikan District with the Ketchikan Indian Tribal Scholars Program. And I can go on and on. I've got quite a list here. I don't want to take everybody's time because you've all had the privilege of reading the commitment and the emotion and the passion that the Southeast campus and the Southeast region here has for this program here. In the Strategic Pathways Initiative, it says we're going to build on each campus's unique set of strength, capabilities, advantages, and opportunities. And I think we're taking really a right step here to recognize the quality of the education program that we have here. And, of course, I'm very proud of my mayor and our assembly members for stepping up to the plate. Gosh, it's a significant move to say that they're going to endow $1 million gift to the education department here. And I know there's other similar gifts that I've heard about that we're participating in. If nothing else, I don't know if this is a ploy, President Johnson, to stir up emotions and find a real commitment from the region, but I know that wasn't your chief drive here, but it worked. And we have seen, if nothing else, we have an incredible list to draw on now from people and resources that were kind of in the background, but now have really come to the forefront to support this program here. So I am going to vote to support this motion as it's been amended. I'm thrilled. And one of the things I'm thrilled about is the ability to sit down with a group of people like this from very diverse backgrounds and ideologies and come to a unified decision here. And President Johnson, again, I certainly appreciate your leadership. And Regina Hickman said it well, the ability to listen, learn, and make a decision that is the right decision, even though it's changing. I think, gosh, that's a real strength, and I laud you for that, and I appreciate your grit and your drive and your desire to see the University of Alaska as a whole unified and succeed. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Regent Lucasen. Thank you, Chair Anil. I really support this choice, specifically going back to some reason that we haven't heard since last summer about having a school of choice and having people want to go there. And that really stands out for me about the education program at Southeast. There are people that, you know, I talk to students and I specifically want to find some teaching students work. Yeah. Then I go here in Hudson Valley, but if they want to choose Southeast because of the richness of the classroom, because the way the programs integrate and honor Indigenous knowledge, not just local Alaska Native knowledge, but other Indigenous knowledge. One of the girls I know is Russian originally. They want to have that be part of, and it's just how they approach that approaches preparing teachers so that they're ready to transition into diverse classrooms and have some perspective from their college education to be set up to succeed there. I'm also really supportive because Southeast has the best student government for distance. This is similar school, but just the scale is so much larger, and the only place where students actually have the governance process, even if nobody else is that up and running, even though there are aspirations other places, Southeast has had it. They've had it for a while, and that's just part of how they got it, make more comfortable. You know, students will still have access to sort of that rest of the university experience that, you know, I talked about student academic affairs a lot, but I think it is really, like, you want people who are civically engaged when they come out of college, you want them to be part of their community, and making sure that those opportunities are still there, I think is really important, so I'm really glad to hear this shift. I do want to ask about K-12. I know you had your administrative slide, and I don't mean to do back to it, but if you could talk a little bit about what does K-12 outreach look like moving forward.
Well, thank you, Regent Lucasen. We will look at that. It'll be included. It's one of the pieces of this large puzzle here, the K-12 outreach program. It supports early career teachers through mentorship, and it also has a Future Educators of Alaska component, recruiting young people and attracting them into the teaching profession, very important, and also plays a key role in recruiting teachers, although perhaps, and largely that's from outside Alaska, frankly. I'd like to shift that over time so that we're recruiting a whole lot more. So we'll see. That's part of the puzzle. And right now it is part of UAF and physically resides in Fairbanks, although it serves the state. So we will include that in how this new organization is put together.
Follow-up question, Regent Lucasen. Regent Parker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Joseph Johnson, for presentation and
focused moving to Southeast. When we started Strategic Pathways this past January, University of Alaska Southeast was identified as a core for providing quality teachers here in Alaska. And that was the strength, one of the strengths that was identified, that we were going to place teaching in Southeast, and that we were going to build on that. All the material that you provided us both in September and November and since, the strengths are there in Southeast. It provides the core programs. And when I look at this year's Teacher of the Year, James Harris, who's from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, teaches at Soldotna High School. He got his master's from the University of Alaska Southeast, and he also sent us a letter recommending that we put the focus in Southeast. Chancellor Caulfield, you've got a tough job in front of you, but I believe with Chancellor, we have a person who has the passion and the commitment that's going to make the College of Education for the University of Alaska one of the pre-College of Education in the United States. And not only will it provide quality teachers for Alaska, but we could see people, I think, in 5 years from now saying, I want to go get my education and become a teacher and give that to the University of Alaska. So, good luck, Chancellor.
President Johnson.
If I may, Madam Chair, I've heard this a couple of times now, and I just want to emphasize something, and that is that all of our chancellors are committed to teacher education. They have expressed that, they've demonstrated that. Our faculty, whether they're in Fairbanks or Anchorage or Southeast, are committed to success in this area. Just want to make sure that everybody's clear on that. We've got wonderful people all across the state focused on this. It's really, where does that administrative leadership come from?
Right.
Thank you.
Regent Davies.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a good segue. This was one of the points I wanted to make. But I'll backtrack just a little bit. At our last meeting, we were asked to take a look at this with an open mind, and so I did. We got a lot of input, the majority of it, to be sure, from Southeast, but we received thoughtful letters and substantive ones from folks at UAA and from folks at UAF, and I read those particularly carefully because they were in the minority of what we got. And I think that what that demonstrates is that we have many excellent and dedicated staff working on teacher education across the entire system. And so the choice of where the lead institution should be is a tough one. We go back to the choice of focusing on a single lead that we made earlier with the motion to do that. Choice signals that while we've been doing some things well and perhaps some things not so well, and that there's a need for a change in approach, if we're going to do that, then we need to have a certain amount of energy and new focus that's brought to the problem. At the same time, though, I think sort of the Hippocratic Oath has to be kept in mind, to at first do no harm. So I hope that as I looked across all the institutions and the arguments pro and con, I see a lot of strength there, too. There's a lot of good programs and a lot of history. When you look at the statistics, when we actually train, when University of Alaska, at whatever institution, actually trains people, teachers, to be put into teaching positions, the turnover rate is actually lower for those folks going in, especially into rural positions, than it is for teachers coming from outside. So there's a lot of history that suggests that some of the things that we've been doing have been right. And so I hope that at the end of the day that that we don't take the decision to pick one or the other institution as a denigration of the others. I think that's not the case, and I think that one of the things that we have to do as we put this new emphasis together is to figure out where our strengths are and build on those. And in the same way, you know, with the with the nursing model, we need to have strong programs in all locations. It's just what we're talking about here is where's the lead of the, of that of those programs. And so I hope that I want to say explicitly, I don't think that the chancellors at UAA or UAF have not been doing a good job and haven't, but I do think that there is a significant argument to the effect that because those are much larger institutions, there's necessarily a smaller percentage of time to be focused on that, on this issue. And this is a huge issue for us statewide. And so that's one of the arguments in my mind that's in favor of UAS is with the incredible commitment to doing the teacher education program, that we will get leadership there that will make that a very important part of every day. And so I think that you know, specifically the chancellor there, Rick Caulfield, has experience, you know, with working with folks here in Fairbanks and across the state, and will be a very effective statewide leader in this program. I guess at one point during my analysis of this, I came to the conclusion that it didn't really matter where the lead was. It could be on the moon, it could be in statewide. The key thing was that we had to have somebody that was going to work across all the systems. And we need to, you know, that one of the arguments for having it in Fairbanks was the research. Well, we do need to have that research, but we also have strong research at ICER and Anchorage. We need to have that as well. So in my mind, picking one or the other just to have that, while of course that's important and I expect that we will have that, I don't think that the location of the lead necessarily is that important in that regard. I think that good quality research that will inform our program moving forward will happen, and it will continue at UAF as it has been, and it will continue at UAA, and will be strengthened probably at UAS. So, for all of those reasons, I think it's a very tough decision. It's a hard hard one to pick, but I think in the end, because it seemed to me that it was essentially, in terms of the qualities at the different institutions, it was really a push. What it came down for me in the end was the known quantity of the chancellor at UAS and the fire in the belly that I know that he has. That's what tips it in my mind to make this decision to support the motion that's on the floor now. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, I have Regent Cramo and then Regent Hughes.
Thank you. And I do want to weigh in a bit. I want to speak for the customers and the motion that we passed earlier in regard to having one university. For teacher ed, administration-wise, of course, it's going to be delivered at all campuses, and we need that to be clearly understood. That speaks to the customer and clarity of articulation of courses throughout our system. That is going to help our students who are in the system understand and whether they are remote, you know, whether I through UAS take an online course, but I'm physically located in Fairbanks or Bethel, for instance. So that's going to help the people in the system that we've heard for years and take feedback. Additionally, the economics of our state call for smarter systems, and creating one is a smarter use of administration. So we continue to keep our instructors and we administer it through. That's efficiency. So I see that. The second part is really in regard to the consumers and the owners, if you will, of education. And I happen to work for a large owner and consumer, and I would say that our community, our parents, our businesses out and about, because university provides teachers, school districts, educate children to then meet the needs of the community and the future of work. And I want to say that, honestly, for the 21st century, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we don't have a university, a teaching institution presently in our state that is currently meeting the needs of the kids of the 21st century. And so selecting it in one place or the other because one is better, I don't think that exists currently. However, I'm going to support the recommendation because work through leadership, time, capacity, competencies, I guess really to Regent Davies' point that you do need time to do this. Perhaps being nimble is another aspect. K-12 university, they're large bureaucracies, similar to government. It's very difficult to move things. However, if the confidence is in Chancellor Caulfield to do so, I support that. But I would, I'm moving forward with trepidation because the results are what is going to speak for whether we've made the correct decision. Mm-hmm. And the results matter for kids who are in K-12 right now,
right.
Not for the people, not necessarily for we regents or, if you want a teacher education and you want a job, you're teaching kids, and that's to my heart. And so I want to be sure that they're prepared and ready to meet the new learning of the 21st century, not what we've always done, because we certainly have to stop doing that. So, thank you.
I have, thank you, Regent Promo. I have Regent Hughes and Regent Beretta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have two comments. One is that, as most of the regents know, our family has been involved in higher education vis-a-vis the University of Alaska, and either my sister Patty graduating from education courses at the University of Alaska, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and observing what has happened with respect to the different schools and colleges of education for 50 years or more. And it's been frustrating and disappointing. When my sister died, my dad created the Patty Ann Scholarship, a full ride scholarship, 4 years for educators. And we can't get enough people to even apply for the scholarship. And it's very sad because education is, of course, our family passion, but also should be the passion of every one of us and every member of the community of the state of Alaska. So I'm hopeful that, and I applaud the decision to have Southeast the leader. As a matter of fact, our first Patty Ann scholar went to Southeast, August Steer, and finished the program there. And it's one of these things that I think the discussion, Mr. President, that we've had brings education to the forefront of a lot of Alaskans. And it is obvious that the Southeastern Alaskan community owns, or believes it should own, education. And I love the fact that that is their belief, because we need a group of people that are so impassioned and passionate. My second point is I totally agree with Regent Paramo, because if you look at having served and continued to serve on Association of Governing Boards, the way in which teachers are taught and the way we've taught teachers is not the way we need to teach them now, and it's not going to be the way we need to teach them for the future. So I know that Chancellor Caulfield and his group will make sure that we're teaching for the future. And there's lots of material out there. And of course, I could go on forever because education is my most wonderful topic, but I won't. Andy Tuber, I know, is wanting to say Okay, enough, Mary. So that's my comment, and I thank you, Mr. President, for your research and very, very wonderful presentation.
Thank you. Regent Beretta.
Thank you. Just a few brief comments on the process of deliberation about this issue, I believe, was transparent and brought the university to the best position moving forward on this issue. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that the community spoke and the university was willing to listen, because that's what it's going to take in these challenging times as we move forward, coming together as a community and not working in a silo is critical to that success. So I really do appreciate the fact that the community is stepping up and recognizes the need for that, and to engage with the university and to move it to the next level of success for the students that we want to go into the community and teach our children. So I really appreciate that. Transparency is critically important. This is the first of many changes that are going to be happening within the university as we navigate through these changing times. But I think it also brings opportunity and creativity for how we can forge the vision of what we want for the state of Alaska. So I really do commend everybody's work on this, and I look forward to the success of this program because of that.
Regent Fisher.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, will speak in favor of the motion, and I want to thank President Johnson for his leadership bringing this to the board. This is a generational decision. This is a bold decision. This decision will impact not only the university, but the state of Alaska. It's needed. It's required. I look forward to the president holding this chancellor accountable for the results that we have laid out for the president. I look forward to this board, the new board that will come, holding the president accountable to achieve the results. I'm asking the public to hold us accountable. This is important to our society and as a state. It is a good decision going forward, and there is energy and unity. Just like in our nursing program, we put one person in charge, one university in charge. We had great results for the state of Alaska. This is as important. I believe it's the right decision, a bold decision for the president to bring it forward, and I thank you for it.
Regent Tuber.
No, thank you. I don't have any comments.
All right. It seems like everyone's spoken, and it's time, I think, to call for the vote.
And, Madam Chair, just to clarify, this is a vote on the motion to amend the original motion.
Yes, this is a vote on the amended motion.
Well, first it would be a motion, a vote on the motion to amend the motion, and then you would take a vote on the amended motion if that first motion passes, okay. I believe.
Okay, so we're voting to amend the motion. Regent Paramo?
Yes.
Regent Tuber?
Yes.
Regent Hughes?
Yes.
Regent Lucassen?
Yes.
Regent Davies?
Yes.
Regent Heckman?
Yes.
Regent Beretta?
Yes.
Regent Fisher?
Yes.
Regent Anderson?
Yes.
Regent Parker?
Yes.
Regent O'Neill?
Yes.
11 in favor, none opposed. And now we'll vote on motion number 2, which is to have the college administered by the University of Alaska Southeast. Regent Tuber?
Yes.
Excuse me, point of information. Did the additional phrase get included in there in that
That was included in the motion read by Regent, the motion to amend read by Regent Lucassen. The question was whether the additional phrase was added at the end of the first sentence.
Do we need to reread the motion?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Can you read that?
Second. The single UA College of Education will be administered by the University of Alaska Southeast with leadership to be determined after full review. Do you want me to read the rest of it?
That was what was said.
Okay, so Regent Tuber, I have you as a yes. Regent Beretta?
Yes.
Regent Anderson?
Yes.
Regent Parker?
Yes.
Regent Hughes?
Yes.
Regent Davies?
Yes.
Regent Lucassen?
Yes.
Regent Heckman?
Yes.
Regent Fisher?
Yes.
Regent Paramo?
Yes.
Regent O'Neill?
Yes.
11 in favor, none opposed.
Thank you. Well, I saved my comments for after the vote. I think everyone has spoken for me, but I really like to commend President Johnson. I know this has been difficult for him as he put forward an original recommendation. But some of the greatest leaders that I've witnessed or that I've been inspired by are leaders who listen deeply and have the ability to evolve in their position as they take in more information. And so I want to thank you for your leadership, President Johnson. I do believe that as a body that we've come to the right decision, and we've done that collectively, and we've done that with the community. And I'd also like to say, as it relates to locating the administration at the University of Alaska Southeast, I too saw the great passion, the commitment, the energy, and I believe it was Regent Davies that said that Chancellor Caulfield will make this his top priority, and that's what we need to meet the goals of strategic pathways. And so I'm really looking forward to the work that will be done by the university as we consolidate the administrative functions and look at really building on the excellence across all of the universities and all of the programs. I do agree with several comments that we have programs of excellence at UAM and UAA, but this is just going to add value to the entire system. I'm pleased that we've gotten to where we've gotten, even though it's been a difficult process, and have been really impressed by your leadership.
Thank you. Yes.
So we'll move on. Our next agenda item.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
If I may.
Oh, yes, please. Without you. Chancellor Caulfield.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, as an Alaskan, and I know there are many Alaskans listening to you today, I just want to express my deep appreciation to all of you as members of the Board of Regents and to President Johnson for the focus and attention you are giving to this most important issue facing our state, and that, back to Regent Paramo's point, educating our children and our grandchildren for the future. So I commend all of you for the attention and the focus that you're placing on this. And I do want to assure you that in line with the much appreciated comments you shared, UAS is ready, willing, and able to work very closely with our partners at UAA and UAF across the entire state, with school districts, with superintendents, to focus on that 21st century learning that needs to happen. We know that Alaska is in the midst of great change, and our education system needs to change as well. And so I'm very deeply appreciative of the support that you're giving to us. I'll note that I'm a graduate of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Teacher Education Program, as is my wife. We're very proud of that. We're very well aware of the fine faculty and staff who are at UAF and the fine faculty and staff who are at the University of Alaska Anchorage.
along with our faculty and staff here at Southeast, and I'm humbled by the opportunity to work with all of them to achieve the goals that, you laid out. And I think I'll just note that I think this is an opportunity to really think afresh about a new UA College of Education. The president has laid out this goal, and I completely support it. I'm so appreciative of the aspirational goal of getting to the point where 90% of the Alaskan teachers hired by 2025 will be Alaskans who understand our communities, the histories, the language, the culture, the geography, and we can all be proud of that educational system. It's a daunting task, but I'm excited to work with my fellow chancellors and the faculty and staff across the entire state to make that a reality. And I just want to say, too, that I'm very, very grateful for people all across Alaska who spoke up on this issue. The fact that not only here in Southeast Alaska, the president mentioned our mayor, our assembly members here in Southeast, our legislative delegation, our recent chancellors and so forth, but the people all across Alaska who spoke out. And it shows how much Alaskans care about serving our students well, serving those customers in our schools, and providing quality education for our kids. So with that, I do deeply appreciate this action by the board. It will be a huge team effort, and I want to thank again President Johnson for his willingness to listen and to provide the leadership that we so urgently need these days. So thank you so much for this effort. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Regent Hughes.
Madam Chair, I'm going to have to leave the conference, and I'm sorry. Do we need another vote on something?
We have one more vote, but we have an executive session to go into before our last vote.
Okay, well, maybe I can, let me see if I can stay on a bit longer. That'd be fine.
Right, we're going to go right into executive session now. So I'll ask council to reconsider.
We need a motion. We need a motion.
Madam Chair, we need the motion moved.
I move the motion.
Second.
And Brandy, would you mind reading that, or do you want me to?
The Board of Regents goes into executive session to discuss matters that by law are required to be confidential related to Title IX and the facilities clearance resolution. This motion is effective December 14th. The Board of Regents goes into executive session at 11:03 a.m. Alaska time in accordance with AS 44.62.310. The session will include members of the Board of Regents, President Johnson, General Counsel Hostina, and such other university staff members as the President may designate, and will last approximately?
20 minutes, I would think.
20 minutes.
And we need a vote.
Yep. So we're voting on going into executive session. Regent Parker?
Yes.